Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center Room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 41, for the week of October 22nd through the 26th of 2007. Coming up this week in the IDC, John Dada and myself continue with Podcasting Month at Heartland Community College. Each Friday this month, we've been offering Podcasting 101, a hands-on workshop where you can learn how to create your own podcast. If you're curious about what podcasting is and how it's done, then stop into room 2602 of the Workforce Development Center on Friday, October 26th from noon to 1:30 or from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Bring a short script if you wish to have some material to narrate and record your own podcast. Hope to see you there. Also this week, on Friday, October 26th, from 1 to 2 p.m., in the Instructional Development Center Room 2401 of the Student Commons Building, Jennifer Swartout will be hosting the third Writing Across the College workshop of the semester entitled Assessing Writing Assignments. Jennifer will be offering tips for effectively responding to student writing without pulling your hair out. If you have questions about assessing the writing assignments you are assigning in your classes, stop into the IDC on Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. For more information about the Writing Across the College program, contact Assistant Professor of English Jennifer Swartout. A reminder that on October 31st, the IDC will be hosting the next book discussion group. HCC librarian Carol Reed will be leading a discussion of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows by J.K. Rowling. Stop into the Student Commons Building 2401 at noon and feel free to bring a lunch and share your thoughts on the last of the Harry Potter books. For more information on the events, services, podcasts, and other resources related to the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, see our website at www.heartland.edu/IDC. In this week's Tips and Tricks section, I thought I would continue my podcasting theme for this month and talk about iTunes University. iTunes University is a service provided by Apple Incorporated that makes it possible for a college or university to store all their podcasting content, audio, and video files, as well as Adobe PDFs, in one central location for faculty, staff, students, and community members to access through the program iTunes. The files are maintained by Apple rather than using server space at the originating college, and all of the back-end computer work to make the files subscribable links is also done by Apple's staff. All the college has to do is make the content and upload it, similar to the way a course management system like WebCT works. Apple provides this service free of charge to colleges. Once the content is uploaded to the college's web presence within iTunes U, which loads inside of the iTunes application, the podcast can either be accessed by anyone or can be closed off behind a login, allowing only students of a particular class, for example, to have access to those files. iTunes University has been an ongoing project of Apple's education department for 2 years, with Stanford University serving as the test partnership with Apple. Since that time, several colleges and universities have joined iTunes U, including Yale, Duke, Texas A&M, and closer to home, the University of Illinois at Springfield. Typically, colleges provide podcasts and vodcasts with information about events and speakers, student orientation materials, and some lectures and other course materials through iTunes U. I would imagine that most of the course materials are kept behind a password login, which allows the college to maintain control over the distribution of course materials, but also allows the general public open access to speeches and information about other events taking place at the college. In some cases, a few classes representing each academic division or department are posted and freely accessible to the general public. This serves as a marketing tool to get people interested in taking courses within that department or even with a particular professor. It also allows the general public to see what is going on behind all those closed doors of a college in their community. Some potential problems with iTunes University include the fact that iTunes U requires version 6.0 or later of iTunes to work. iTunes would need to be installed on all lab and classroom machines here at Heartland Community College, and the downloaded podcasts don't go with the end user. By this, I mean that iTunes U allows users to download the content, but it is not accessible via a login. It's stored locally on the machine you use to subscribe to the content. So you would have to subscribe on each computer you use. I think this last issue is the biggest drawback. The subscriptions aren't portable. Google Reader is an RSS reader that does allow the end user to subscribe to podcasts, articles, and news content, and then access those feeds from anywhere users have internet access. And Google Reader is also free. The only drawback to Google Reader is that they don't store and manage the podcasts for you like iTunes U does. More information about iTunes U can be found at www.apple.com/education/iTunes U. If you're looking for examples of what other higher education faculty and staff are doing in terms of podcasting, this is a great resource to check out. If you'd like more information on the Google Reader, see www.google.com/reader. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. Our podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College. If you're in need of assistance with the services we offer in the IDC or have questions to ask of the staff, check out our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.